Today, we celebrate a mysterious and miraculous event. An event that is key to our salvation, but an event that is quiet and hidden. The Immaculate Conception of Mary. From the first moment, she was preserved from the stain, the burden of original sin. The sin that, for you and I, is a fact of our existence. Sadly, it is integral to the human condition. This sin that is a darkness and a distortion of our intellect and our will, affecting us physically, emotionally, spiritually, it is basically, in some ways, a suspicion of God. We want to keep Him at a certain distance. The conviction that you and I have to direct our own course, because we really can't trust God. But Mary was God's exemption, a gift to a woman who would freely choose to be the mother of God. It was a reality that was essential to her mission. For what it really gave her was a capacity to love, a capacity far beyond the ability that you and I have, a pure love, a love that was in union with the love of Jesus Christ that was purely and totally for the other. And I know Bishop Robert Barron has commented that this gift made her ready to receive the impossible. It made her able to say, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word." Because she didn't have a clue. How do you get your head wrapped around that? Let alone Gabriel in your bedroom. I'm at the door. But then you will bear the Christ. No human intellect, no matter how pure, can grasp that. But she said yes. Now, I used to think, you know, this whole Immaculate Conception thing, didn't that kind of stack the deck? I mean, the rest of us got the burden, right? Original sin, and she doesn't have it. So did that make it easier? You know, but the more I thought about that and prayed about that, I think it made it more difficult. I think it's the burden of a great love. The great capacity to love, I think, is mirrored by the great capacity to suffer. To love much is to suffer much. I think of her intensified pain as she watched the world's refusal of the offer of a Savior. that through her love for the other, she could see the sin and the brokenness and the loss and the devastation. And there in front of them, in their very midst, was the answer, and they said no. We do not call her the mother of sorrows for nothing. And the fact that she was born without original sin did not take away her free will. You know, however that happened with our first parents in the fall, they were born, however that developed, evolutionary, at that moment, they were free of original sin. But they had the capacity, that free will, to say no. And they said no. Mary could have said no. In our baptism, you and I were freed from original sin. The capacity to love and to give and to suffer for the good, the true, and the beautiful. But we say no. Time and time again, we say no. We have the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation, a healing sacrament where you can hear the voice of Christ telling you your sins are forgiven. And yet, we walk away and say no. Today, the Church begins, appropriately, the Jubilee Year of Mercy. In this Year of Mercy, I think you and I have to begin with the difficult task of recognizing our sin. Recognizing the countless times that you and I have said no. Sometimes quite deliberately, no. If you haven't done it, but I know I have. For the gift of God's mercy is not to negate His justice. The gift of God's mercy is not without truth. The gift of God's mercy is not without honesty. For you and I to truly appreciate the unfathomableness, it's a word, of God's mercy is to recognize how dearly we need it and how gratuitously it is given. God owes us nothing, but He gives us everything. The gift of forgiveness. As a church, as Christians, as Catholics, it is essential to who we are. The credibility of our witness is dependent upon our willingness to be merciful. To live in this year fully to testify to mercy. and in our mercy, in our lives, reveal to such a struggling and broken and dark world the face of Jesus. And as you and I experience that mercy and go forth with that mercy, we can be drawn closer to Mary. And just as she said yes, you and I can say yes. And just as she did, you and I can bear the Christ. You and I can carry Jesus. You and I can walk with Jesus. You and I can participate in the mission of Jesus. You and I can be Christians.